Testing in the House chamber, legislative day 45.
House will come to order. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative White. Ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative White.
Please pray with me if you choose. Father God, thank you for this spring day that is invigorating our souls. You never disappoint us, even though our fellow man often does. Disappointment by the actions of others can hurt so deeply. Thank you for being there with us, knowing because of our faith in you and your promises to us, you are our unfailing God. Thank you that disappointments in life gives us a greater intimacy with you. Thank you, God, for your constant support. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for April 15th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House of the General Assembly, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina Office of the Governor, the Honorable Tim Moore. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statutes 96-15.3, I am pleased to nominate Larry D. Hall of Durham County to serve on the North Carolina Employment Security Board of Review for a term beginning on July 1st, 2021, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Mr. Hall's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted, and the matter is placed on file in the clerk's office. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read. Court's recognized to read the additional letter as well. Thank you.
State of North Carolina Office of the Governor, the Honorable Tim Moore. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 115C-10, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina State Board of Education and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Mrs. Melody Chalmers McLean, Mr. Alan W. Duncan, Mr. Eric C. Davis, Dr. Ronald K. Hargrave. I am grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
That correspondence is also noted and placed on file in the clerk's office. Now, introductions of bills and resolutions.
Representatives Kidwell, Hannick, and Moss, House Bill 572, prohibit personal protective equipment exceeds law.
Health and favorable rules.
Representative Stevens, Carter, Warren, and Goodwin, House Bill 573, NC Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Integrity Reform.
Health and favorable rules.
Representatives Willis, Feinhafen, Zoka, and Clemens, House Bill 574, Revised Child Care Subsidy Rates.
Families, Children, and Aging Policy, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Kidwell, Hannick, Moss, and McNeely, House Bill 575, Volunteer Rescue Worker Tax Credit.
Finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Meyer, Raymond Smith, Ager, and Brown, House Bill 576, Marijuana Justice and Reinvestment Act.
Rules.
Representatives Pittman, Brody, Kidwell, and Cleveland, House Bill 577, Utilities, Customers' Rights of Refusal Act.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Pittman and Kidwell, House Bill 578, Concealed Carry, Lawful Purpose.
Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Pittman, Brody, and Kidwell, House Bill 579, School Self-Defense Act.
Education K-12, if favorable. Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Kidwell, Hannick, Goodwin, House Bill 580, My Body, My Choice Medical Privacy Act.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, health, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Penny, Green, and Miller, House Bill 581, Driver's License Designation, Autism.
Transportation, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representative Dustin Hall, House Joint Resolution 582, confirmed governor's business court appointments.
Rules.
Representatives Hardister, Pickett, Paray, and Adcock, House Bill 583, give local government employees retirement system retirees 2% bonus.
State personnel, if favorable, pensions and retirement, if favorable, rules.
Representative Hardister, Zoka, Martin, House Bill 584, veteran, post-traumatic stress, mitigating factor.
Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Kristen Baker, Stevens, Wheatley, and Carter, House Bill 585, failed to report crime privilege exemption.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Brown, Hawkins, Autry, and Austin, House Bill 586, allow public employee collective bargaining.
Rules.
Representative Quick, House Bill 587, the Compassion, Healing, Access to Respect Act.
Rules.
Representative McNeil, House Bill 588, established NC Textile Museum.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules. Chair appoints the following conferees for House Bill 73, temporarily defer ABC permit renewal fees. Representative Moffitt's the chair. Members, Representatives Lambeth, Goodwin, Winslow, and Turner, sent to be notified by a special messenger. Mr. Court members, House Bill 526, the short title, Smart School Bus Safety Pilot, Certain Counties. The Sierra referral to rules is stricken. We'll add a referral to the Committee on Appropriations, then if favorable from that committee, then to rules. Mr. Court members, House Bill 455, short title, UNC Board of Governors, Legislative Members, bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Education Universities. The bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow session will be at 12 noon. There will be votes. There will also be a Rules Committee meeting, I believe, scheduled at some point tomorrow. And if so, I would expect bills from that Rules Committee to also be taken up in rules. But tomorrow's calendar will be the lightest calendar of the week. Wednesday, I would expect a very robust calendar with bills that will be taken up in the Rules Committee and added to the calendar, as well as any other bills that may carry over for second or third readings. And I would also anticipate votes on Thursday of this week as well. With that, notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise?
Mr. Speaker, the Subcommittee on Occupancy Tax will meet tomorrow at 9:30 in room 421.
Thank you, sir. Any further such notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 20th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 20th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 489, short title, 2021 Building Code and Division Regulation Reform, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House, and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Serial referral to rules is added.